5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go, to the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Christmas
Point Nemo Christmas.
So yeah, we're here on this Christmas, the first Christmas episode. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We have a stocking here.
Namaste.
We have a jingle. And we have Christmas.
These are just called Christmas. This is Christmas.
So if you're just listening, you might want to watch this episode because it's there. You might see like Santa. There might be milk. There might be cookies. There might be things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're not watching, you're missing out on the visual aspect of the Christmas shit. So hey to all you guys watching, and hello also to the listeners.
Yes. So, oh, and also just like shout out to other things. Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. What else is
Kwanzaa.
There? Kwanzaa.
Ramadan. But
Ramadan.
I don't think that's now.
Maybe.
I think it's a different time of year.
Sorry if we're wrong.
I mean, we literally started the podcast in September, and we started at like the holiday time. We've hit almost every holiday. So
you're welcome.
If you're missing some, we're sorry.
So, yeah, man. What do you know about Christmas, man?
Like the history?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I had read something pretty interesting about...
Like about St. Nicholas or Christmas in general?
Yeah, kind of like both.
There's a lot of origins, aren't there? Like from different places?
Oh, yeah.
To where we are now.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the outside, on the surface, it obviously looks like it's just like a...
consumer whore fucking holiday.
And like a religious.
Yeah, Christian.
Yeah.
Super Christian. Which is funny because it's like, yeah, they just like Christmas does hijack the season. I kind of get why other people.
Yeah.
It's weird though too that like where Christmas is like the end of the year,
right?
Hanukkah's near it.
Yeah, it's all
it's almost
like
Hanukkah was so ancient, and then like Christianity was like, let's make a better holiday,
right?
Where it's
well
one day of
I forget presents. What it is, but it's like straight up like something happened in the 50s. Here we are without our research, but
once again.
And it is worth noting, Rob's not with us today, but he'll be back.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah. He's totally fine. He'll be back with us for the New Year's Eve special, so keep a lookout for that.
Miss you, bud.
Yeah.
Miss you.
And happy Christmas to you and yours, brother.
Yeah, for real. Merry.
Like something in the 50s, like, took place. It was like the birth of... capitalism, consumerism.
You're gonna
be
like Christ.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't think it was
in the
1950s.
No, and they used Christmas as like a way to like, you know, like make all the money. You know,
yeah.
For
oh,
their
yeah.
Kind of new idea.
Yeah,
I forget exactly.
What's well, like that end of the year out. Kind of thing, right? Like the stores needed like a something for this time of year to like make the money to get through the winter. Kinda.
Something, yeah.
Which is. It is kind of crazy, like much like Nantucket operates on like a seasonal basis, it's crazy like thinking that like businesses have to make so much money in like just like a couple of weeks.
Right.
And people like, you know, nobody's like buying a Christmas present in January.
Nah,
you know, people wait till the fucking last couple of weeks. The
Black
day
Friday.
Of, yeah, the day of go buy
yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know, cranberry
Xboxes,
sauce
10.
From
oh, yeah.
Stop and Shop while like you're the only person
right.
there. It's more Thanksgiving, but whatever.
But yeah, I was reading this interesting thing. I'm probably pulling up this actually, but it's this whole concept that that Christmas can be explained through this mushroom, this type of mushroom.
Oh, is it the red cap?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard
of
this.
So fascinating. So I'll point out just a couple of
little things.
Doesn't
it grow near holly trees or some shit,
too? It grows near pine trees.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the Christmas tree shit.
So this is all, I'm pretty sure, just a theory. Yeah, so, you know, it's not like, so there might be things wrong about it. Like maybe they don't just grow by pine trees.
But, yeah, but I thought there's definitely a correlation.
But so they're like Arctic shamans.
Sounds fucking so badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Arctic.
They would give out these mushrooms. So according to theory, the legend of Santa derives from shamans in the Siberian and Arctic regions. So these shamans would hand out mushrooms to the people. So it's called Amanita muscaria. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but it means the holy mushroom. You dry them and give them as gifts during winter solstice.
God, what happened to that time? That sounds bomb.
Well, some things that I read too that aren't in this article was like was that they would dry out the mushrooms on the pine tree because they would be there, and that's where like
ornaments
decorating
well,
the tree comes from.
But also
probably
this,
like bugging out on mushrooms too and seeing that shit light up.
Isn't this is the red and white one? Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's why Santa's outfit is that color. It's like that is the answer to most everything.
But it's also...
People took mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Which is so
almost
funny. Yeah, like, how did we start, like, you know, how did we invent the wheel? Dude took a mushroom. Dude.
Probably took a mushroom.
He was trying to make a square, and he just
got hungry.
Going.
Was yeah. Like...
He was eating rocks.
Yeah, I was like, I'll eat this mushroom instead.
Oh, they're mushrooms.
This one, just like another thing. Mushrooms, like gifts, are found beneath pine trees.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's
under the tree.
Let's see here. Reindeer were shaman spirit animals. So, you know, that could be like, that could be a gray area. You know, it's like, that's easy to just say, but
it's still
if
like,
that's true, that's cool.
Well, I mean, reindeer are, I'm not going to know what fucking, I want to say like Sweden or something like that, but there's some like Northern European country that has a huge reindeer population. So
well, this actually says right here, reindeer are common in Siberia and Northern Europe. So somewhere
up there. They like herd like massive.
It says right here that these reindeer seek out these hallucinogenic fungi. That's weird.
That's hilarious.
Biologists who studies fungi suggest Siberian tribesmen who ingested fly agaric may have hallucinated that the grazing reindeer were flying.
Dude, they're flying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe, right?
We've both had experiences.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the stuff you could feel. I can't imagine. I mean, that I've heard only stories, and obviously it has a sort of like Super Mario look to that mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't even imagine. I don't even think I'd ever want to.
No.
Honestly, it seems kind of scary.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Shamans like dressed like Santa Claus. That's what it says, but they dress up in red suits with white spots, probably to dress up. It says actually right there to dress up like the mushroom.
Yeah,
that's cool. Mushrooms. Well, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's just so funny. Like, I like think about that. Like, we talk about, you know, Christmas now. It's like sitting around a fireplace, like the tree with ornaments. Like these people were like dressing up like a mushroom and like probably just tripping out, probably having a blast, dude.
Oh yeah.
But also probably having a very spiritual...
Oh, probably primarily spiritual.
Yeah, and like connecting with the earth kind of shit.
Right. This actually is interesting. It says tree ornaments shaped like Amanita mushrooms and other depictions of fungi are also prevalent in Christmas decorations throughout the world, particularly in Scandinavia and Northern Europe. So, yeah, I've actually seen a couple of those. So that's pretty interesting. Rudolph's nose resembles a bright red mushroom. So that's a stretch.
Rudolph's nose, more like it's Pekka.
Yeah, right. Let's see. I don't know. But I just find that, Santa is from the Arctic. And
yeah.
Then it's just like, that's where they are. Shamans didn't travel by sleigh, didn't usually deal with reindeer spirits, very rarely took the mushrooms to get trances, didn't have red and white clothes. That's what this guy on NPR, a historian on NPR, said.
I love that shit. Like, can you imagine?
So he's like discrediting it. But
I know, but can you imagine that field? Like, you know, like it's like with science or math, I feel like there's a finite thing here and there, but obviously over time, you know, figure out new shit. But history is crazy.
Oh yeah.
It must be crazy to be like, no, that didn't happen, and be like, so you're the asshole with the time machine that can tell me that really didn't happen.
Right, right.
But to stand behind it, like with your conviction being like, you just study history so much and you like,
you just know it. So you have to like trust them. It is weird.
I just like, I don't feel like I could say, I can barely say with confidence a lot of shit that's happened in my own life and my own memory, let alone being like an entire, like, I mean, who's to say one way or the other about the mushrooms and stuff, but I'm just saying for some guy to be like, ah, they didn't do that.
Yeah, it's like, maybe
it's preposterous. It's like, dude, you've been alive for like maybe 60 years, bro.
And maybe it didn't like happen on such like an intense level where that's the reason it like birthed into what Christmas is now. But like maybe it's part of it. Like even if only like 10 dudes, you know, did it.
Yeah.
It's I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Over the course of history, time-wise and the amount of people in the world, you're telling me not one fucking person ever did any of those things. Like, seriously?
I
doubt it.
It's crazy. Yo, before I forget this, because it's Christmas time and I forgot an episode. I think, the last episode, I said I was going to do this and I didn't.
What do you got?
But we just have a fan, our first legit YouTube subscriber, okay? I want to shout out, I am the fuss. He messaged me on Instagram and I responded and
what'd he say?
He was just saying, you know, I'm gonna check you guys out, you know, and then he like chipped away at a couple episodes and commented on one and was just like, you guys are great and blah blah blah. And so I just, you know, that's kind of like the thing I want to do at least for a while is shout out new subscribers, particularly on the YouTube.
Oh yeah.
So shout out to you, I am the fuss. Thanks for checking us out, and Merry Christmas to you, my
Merry
friend.
Merry Christmas,
and to everyone watching and listening. Again, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry.
Now the biggest question that every American comes into contact with is
why did she leave me?
Yeah. No, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Go.
Yes.
Explain.
It's fucking Christmas time.
Right.
Done. End of discussion. I'm not going to get into... I'm not doing that.
He's a family... It's like a family movie in a way, because he's trying to save the world? I forget the first one.
It's like... That's Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that fun fact, the fall.
Oh, the fall thing.
That he really fell, and that's his real reaction.
Yeah. They did it like a second
before they were going to. Like, that face... Oh my God!
I'm fine with it being a Christmas movie. It's just it's always the thing I hear. It's like people are like, "Dude, my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard," and then you see like all these comments like it is not a Christmas movie.
That's like you know people who are like, "Don't put pineapple on pizza," like those kind of. It's like, dude, it's Christmas time.
Right.
You can watch Die Hard any time of year, but when you watch it at Christmas, it feels
it does feel like cool. I mean, I guess you probably have to be a guy to probably.
Yeah.
Enjoy it the most.
What about, what about Bruce Willis doesn't say Christmas? I don't know. You know, like, it's like he brings the Christmas vibe in Die Hard, man.
Yeah, wearing that wife beater, dog.
Yeah, no shoes. No duct shoes. Tape.
Duct tape gun.
That's all we know about it.
Well, Uzi.
On that note, here's...
Oh, wait, before I forget. Oh, there was this cool picture I saw of an ornament.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's like the first picture is just like it's a square... Yeah. Silver box.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? But if you look under it, somebody like put a picture of Bruce climbing through the fence.
That is like an awesome, homemade. Like anyone can make that. It's so sick.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
That's a great one. On movies that are Christmas or not Christmas, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh yeah,
that is one I've had so many discussions with people. Because they're like, it's not a Christmas movie. And I'm always like...
I think it's a Christmas movie.
I think it's more of a Christmas movie than it is a Halloween movie.
100%.
Though, you know?
Because it's about Christmas.
That's what I mean.
End of story.
But people are like, well, there's like a skeleton and all this horror. I'm like, but it's about Christmas.
Right.
It's not about Halloween. You come in at the end of Halloween. I think in the beginning and the end.
Right.
They're like, Halloween's over. Done.
Yeah, and then he travels to Christmastown, so I don't... Yeah.
Well, that's... No, in the beginning, it's like, he's coming back after Halloween. Then after the whole movie does its thing, I'm pretty sure the end is like another successful Halloween. You know, they don't even show you Halloween. I get it's all the scary stuff, but it's like, it's his obsession with Christmas.
Right.
Like, it's about being obsessed with Christmas. But it's like, I'm not saying you can't watch it on Halloween or it's not a Halloween movie. I'm just saying it's definitely a Christmas movie.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's called Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. It's not called, there's no Halloween. Nightmares in there, but you can have a nightmare any time of year, any holiday, you know?
Any minute.
That is a, like, really great. I never really think about that. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, that's
that's pretty badass.
Very horrifying title.
It'd be a cool, like, album title if it wasn't a movie.
I know. Well, then you got, you know, then you have. The thing I don't like about it is kind of the whole fanboy thing. I'm not going to say, like, I'm not a fanboy for certain things, but, you know, people kind of hop on that, like, you know, because I do love The Nightmare Before Christmas, but, you know, I, like, some people, like, really love it. Yeah. You know, they're, like, they've got, like, the gear, and, like, I know of some people who have, like, tattoos of, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is cool, I guess. They usually look pretty cool. I mean, the characters are all Tim Burton-y, but, what are you doing? What you doing over there, bud?
Just having a little minute.
All right. Oh my god!
But anyway,
yeah,
One of my wife's friends loves Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, and she goes all out. She's like been Jack. She's been Sally for Halloween. You know. But I mean, I love that movie. It's great.
And you know, no hate to people who have tattoos and love it, because I myself have tattoos of things I'm obsessed with, so I get it.
Totally do. Here's an interesting fact. There are 5 Home Alones.
Oh my god, I knew there was a third. I did not know there was a fourth.
I had no idea that there was a third. Oh, fourth and fifth.
The third one was so... It's like, okay.
I loved it.
If you're willing to suspend or like
suspend to forget about Kevin McAllister.
I mean, you have to forget about him because his whole family forgets about him twice.
Right.
Twice.
Now the whole world forgets about him, and now we've got this little weasel kid with
the
chicken
box. That
is like
the most I don't know. How many times? You know, how many times are you leaving this kid alone? Like,
oh yeah.
Like, seriously, child services, like, I was thinking people have discussed that before, like the legal shit behind what's going on. It's like,
I think they should make a real third one with him, but as an adult.
Oh my god, that would be sick. What if he becomes like a? I'm not gonna say this, but
because someone might steal it.
No, I'm just. It's kind of. I was just like, what if he becomes like a child kidnapper? Or
something? Like, right.
I was thinking, what if he? What if?
He becomes
what if
a
the
bad
third
guy?
One, he gets taken away from his family and it's called Foster Home Alone and he gets sent into like system and it's kind of a break.
Well, he's older now. He's an adult. He's
I mean if they hadn't doing. Like, what if instead it's like he just gets taken away from it's like a real like heart, you know, tearjerker.
Oh, yeah, gut wrenching. Like like directed by Christopher Nolan.
What is the do you know what the fourth and the fifth one are even about?
I have no idea.
I know.
Rob, look that up.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn, man.
That was just JK and it's not
JK,
that.
Bro, JK.
JK Rowling. I have no idea. They're probably terrible. And like they're probably all not I think Libby actually looked it up. The 3 films outside of Macaulay Culkin, none of them are related. Like, they're not.
Yeah, they're all
each. It's like when they did like
Isn't
Air
the
Bud,
third one kind
like,
of related?
There are like 30 Air Bud movies and then like a bunch of Air Buddies.
Did you know I gotta look that I'm totally speaking out of my ass as usual, but I swear to god I read something about like the Air Bud puppies like dying, like a couple
probably
of them
died.
And I don't know if it was like malnourishment or anything. I think they just got like sick. Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, the fucking grip, guy is like, yeah, I'm a fucking chocolate bar.
Oh, good boy, good boy.
Oh wow, you stop breathing.
Why is there red coming out of both ends?
Hmm. Is this a special effect?
Am I on mushrooms again?
Oh,
what?
I don't know why this popped into my head, but when we're talking about the blood and movies and stuff, What is that? What's that gangster movie with
Carlito's Way?
No, the one with Sean Connery.
Gangster movie.
Is it The Unforgiven?
Oh, The Unforgivables?
No, that's a country western movie.
Unforgiven? I think you're right.
Well, it's like an old mobster movie. I don't know why this came up, but I just thought there's a scene where Sean Connery gets like shot. It's a great scene. He's like this dude. I think it's like Irish and Italian mob in New York City, something to that effect. And he like this dude comes in, like Sean Connery's just like making dinner with his like back turned to the hallway. And it's just this shot of this guy walking with like a knife.
Whoa.
And he's going to stab him. And fucking Sean Connery's just sitting there. And right when he gets close, Sean Connery just turns around with a double barrel shotgun. He's like, you thought you'd come in here and fucking kill me.
Shit.
He's like, you guinea bastard. And he like walks him out of the house. But then once he gets out of the house, he's like, get the fuck out of here. And then there's a dude on a fucking fire escape with a fucking Tommy gun. Just lights up Sean Connery.
Whoa.
It's like, you know, like the blow up pack.
Right, right.
There are so many. And I guess I forget who directed this movie, but the fun fact about it, I totally know we're off like point here, but
where?
He had to do two takes of that. And he had never done the like the blowing up things. And he was just so annoyed by it because it was like, wow. Dude, it's a lot. It's like over 50 or 60 of them. I mean, it's insane.
God. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't know why that came up. It's not really Christmassy, but.
What are like, do you have, any particular favorite Christmas presents you used to get as a kid or that you got as a kid? What are like memorable, like the best Christmas present as a kid?
Probably the best one for me was, electric guitar.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That was amazing. Like my parents used to go all out.
Oh yeah.
They'd do like, you know, the tree. Mm-hmm. And the presents there, but they'd do like they'd like set shit up in the night,
right?
So like the guitar was just like sitting there with like a guitar stand and an amp, and I was like,
oh wow.
And I don't think I played it for like 2 or 3 years actually.
Oh wow.
And started playing guitar. I wasn't into guitar,
yeah,
but I was like, this is sick.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I used to have that guitar.
How old were you when your sister was born?
Is this like a Blake quiz?
Well, no, I guess I'm just wondering about like how many years you got.
Oh, seven.
7 years of Christmas, yeah. By yourself.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, Christmas before siblings was the bomb.
So bummed and old.
No, because it's like when you get older, naturally, like you get less and less presents, you know, like anyway. But like if it happens a couple years before like it should happen, like if you're an only child.
You get cut off like a little too soon.
Yeah, a little too soon. Like, oh, wait, where's the rest?
Where's the rest of my stuff? I love that though, too, because like, you know, you're. Your priorities of what Christmas is about obviously change, but when you're a kid, I don't feel like there's any kid out there who's like fucking Tiny Tim, like God bless us everyone. Like every kid's like, I want toys.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. I want them all.
Like now.
No, I was definitely spoiled.
Oh, for sure.
And very, I was on the naughty list every year, but it got so many presents. I was like,
I was a fucking piece of shit kid.
Some of my favorite toys were, I got a fucking Tog Boy dog.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's sick.
I got 2XL.
Yeah.
That was my shit. Any magic set, I would get magic sets every couple years, and those were always the best.
Still getting magic sets.
Nah.
Till recent. Well, you did.
Man.
No, not get them. I mean,
buy them.
You would buy them.
Yeah, but I don't fuck with that shit anymore. But those were some great shit. We got this one board game, or like, it was called Slap It, I think. It was like I had a hand and you'd slap it and it did a thing.
Yeah.
But we got that and like that night I remember playing it with my mom and her boyfriend and I lost the first round.
Flip your shit.
Dude, I flipped my shit. I got so mad. I was like, this game sucks.
Fuck Christmas.
And I like turned my back on them and just like put myself into a ball, like stomping my feet into the ground, like crying. Dude, embarrassing.
I know. That's just what happens, man. Like, as a kid, you just don't have the perspective to realize, like, what you're doing.
No.
Kind of, like, shitty.
Well, the thing no offense, no diss to my mom or anything, but the thing is, I don't remember, I remember being, like, getting away with that kind of behavior. Because I was also her only child at the time, you know. But, like, never having, like, a talk of, like...
Don't be a dick.
Or, like, talking it out, you know? Like, it was just like, all right, that's how you're gonna act, we're just not gonna play the game, or you know, whatever.
Yeah,
move on to the next thing. But yeah, I was a spoiled little shit like that. I mean, there's this one time, this is not Christmas related at all, but I had a friend well, I've talked about before, Wesley, but he had a friend, and we were trying to, like, form a friendship, sort of, like, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, trying to bridge that gap.
Kind yeah, of. Like, to make it everything cool.
And cool between the three of you.
We both, like, we liked video games, so we related on that. I was like, yeah, you can come over, and we'll play this game I got, Joe and Mac.
Oh my god, for SNES, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, you bring up a lot of SNES. I didn't realize you played.
Oh, dude, I loved it. I've got another SNES story that I'll actually bring up in a second.
That's funny you bring up that, because a vivid memory I have was staying the night at James Lewis's dad's house. And he had a SNES, and we rented Joe and Mac from Orange Street Video.
Yeah, I owned that shit.
That game's fun. You could two-player.
Oh, you could.
That was cool.
I wasn't into... doing the two-player.
No, it gets too, like, you're fucking always, like, carrying someone's yeah. weight, you know?
But I was like, so I was like, yeah, come over and we'll play Joe Mac, and he hadn't played it, and he didn't have one. He was kind of a little poor. And and so we're playing it, taking turns, though, on first player.
Yeah.
And we, like, started a new file or some shit, and he's playing now by himself, and we're having so much fun. And then he's getting to this place, and I didn't prep him. So this is like, it was totally I was totally out of line. But he gets to a part where I haven't gotten past yet.
Oh, this is the classic.
But I'm also
video
thinking
game.
That, like, maybe he's not going to get past it either, because I haven't been able to get past it.
I hate that feeling.
And so he gets past it, and he keeps going, like... and I'm like, stop. I'm like, stop right now.
I know that.
And he's just like still playing. He's like having too much fun. And I'm like, no, seriously, stop playing. Stop it. Stop it. And I keep freaking out to the point where he's not doing it. I was like, I think his name was Ethan. Because I was like, Ethan, stop. And like, I just go behind the TV and I unplug it. And I'm screaming. I'm sobbing. And I'm going, get the fuck out of my house. Go leave. Go home. Please go. And then, like, my mom's at the bottom of the stairs. Like, what's going on? I'm like, Ethan's so mean.
He's having fun.
Just go. And he's just like, I just remember him, like, so confused, like, going down the stairs, like, looking back up at me. And I'm still at the top, just, leave! Never come back! I hate you! I hate you! And he left. And then, like, a week later, we got into a fight on a trampoline, and he kicked the shit out of me. So I deserve that. Shout out to Ethan.
I love that when you're little and you just like you get in fights with your friends and you're like, I'll never be your friend again. And
oh,
like
yeah.
The next day you're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we never really got me and that kid never became friends again.
Wesley. Wow, that's like yeah. a first time.
I hijacked Wesley from him, never saw Ethan again.
You were like, yeah, if you're gonna beat the shit out of me, I'm gonna steal your only friend.
Right. I was gonna tell this other brief SNES story too.
Go for it. I'm
just
because
it's
that.
Funny, I think. And while we're talking about SNES. But, so I have perfect teeth. No, but I'm just saying, I do love my teeth. But I have this one tooth right here. Yeah, like sort of shoots.
Yeah, I got you.
Shoots off.
Next to your canine.
Yeah. And, so I'm playing Super Mario Bros. Or Super Mario World. It's the one where you eat the feather and you can fly and shit, you know?
Yeah, yep. I got you.
And this is actually interesting because now that I think about it, it's like I have such like an obsessive mind. Like I get stuck on like little things forever. And I like try to like work it out like intensely. But there's this one level, if you'll remember, where it's a secret little thing. You go into the tunnel, you come out, you grab a feather, you fly up over the thing, and there's coins everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
I remember that.
Flying through, collecting all the coins. And I think that's what it was. Like, no, it couldn't have been it because there was something where I kept like dying. It was like where you get so frustrated.
Yeah.
And I'm getting so frustrated. And I'm like laying on top of my beanbag. I have this like blue beanbag and I'm laying on top of it playing, just like screaming like, come on, please, please, just do it. And I'm getting so worked up. And then finally, like, I die this one last time. I get so mad. like throw the controller down, and then I just like bury my face into the beanbag, and I bite as hard as I can and start just like a dog, like back and forth with this beanbag, just like.
Wait, is it like in the air?
No, it's like kind of like there, and I'm like on it too, like. And I had a loose tooth already, that one, and it just ripped right out. But it wasn't like too loose; it was just like. And just ripped right out, and that's why it probably grew in a little weird.
Because you rage quit on Mario.
Dude, like, and again, just like my mom not like being like, "What? So what's up?"
You know what? You know what's really? You know what's even a sad thing is that I had a pair of headphones. This was this year. Mm. I had a pair of headphones, and they were kind of cheap, but they had the clicky, like you can press play. And then if you click it 3 times, it'll switch the song. Mm. And it was just starting to mess up. Like, it would, like, fast forward through a song or just start skipping songs or just keep pausing. Like, something was fucked up with the button. And I just got so mad, and I put the fucking little button thing in my mouth. And, yeah, I just was like, just bit like, it. I bit it down so hard. Like, I don't, like, I was, like, five. Right. After I was like, I'm a fucking child. Yeah, like, that was the most
29 time. Years old eating a fucking.
Yeah. I know. Just biting it. Like, being like, like, you won't work. And just, like, being a baby.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious.
yeah, no. So I'm just like, it sucks. And it's, like, bittersweet, like, looking back on, like, that and being like, man, I was such a spoiled little shitty kid. I would have hated to chill with me, you know?
I know.
No wonder I was alone all the time.
I know.
But God. But now it's like an opportunity to like, you know, kind of try to be better and instill that in my child, be better. But what about so when did you find out that that the big jolly red dude wasn't real?
Well, first let me tell a brief story because you're reminding me one time at James Lewis's, I was there. We were asleep.
Sucking?
No.
Just kidding.
You're an asshole, dude. His parents did the like fake Santa thing.
Oh,
but it's
right.
crazy because they did like full on. Like James's room was on the second floor. They did like
stomping
foot stomp
on, the,
on
roof?
The roof.
Wow.
Then his mom comes in the room and goes, come downstairs, like, quick. Like, I think Santa's on the roof. We go outside. There's, like, no one up there. We're like, what the fuck happened? And then we go back in, and I think it must have been his stepdad up there, dropped two toys down the chimney.
Whoa.
In front of us. They were, like, Spawn toys.
Wow.
They were amazing.
That's crazy.
But it was, like, crazy.
They just break in
the Yeah. Well, I was really surprised because, like, they got me one. And wow. I was like, wow, this is, like, so nice.
So nice.
But, I don't know though, because you know when that happened, I definitely was like, was it him? You know, because you're like, did I get tricked or what?
Right.
I don't know though. There's always been doubt, you know.
But no one ever told you.
I want to say no, but I want to say this is a real memory, but I also don't want to, you know. But I think there was a point where I had come to like a point in my childhood where I was like, I need an answer, and right. I think I yelled at my mom. For like a while, I was like, tell me if he's real or not. And she's like, he's really real. And I was like, no, tell me if he's real. And she was like, he's not real. And I like just started crying. Like I wanted her to tell me he wasn't real. And then when she finally did, I got so overwhelmed.
That's crazy.
Because a lot of it comes to, you're not upset that Santa's not real. You're upset you got lied to for like a decade.
That's like the first thought I had. I was just like, I can't believe this. Like,
you're like, my parents can lie to me for that long. What else are they lying about?
And you tell me not to lie every day.
I know. And so it's like a real, I don't know if I would, I don't know. I don't think I want to do that to my kid because I don't want to have that lack of trust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know because it's also like the magical whimsy.
I loved thinking that Santa was real.
That's what
like
I mean.
Best. So we're I think
and
we're
it
going
still,
with it.
It instills, well, I think it instills a really good, like, the magic.
Imagination.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things happen.
It's what fucking kids are about, dude. It's that hope, man. You know?
My first sister wasn't born until I was 10, so I, or
Dang,
like nine
you got three
or 10.
More years than I did.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I think that, what was I going to just say about that? Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say about that. I'm confused.
Whoa.
No, so that's what I was going to say is that like, so I had till 10 And it's around the same time that I found out. But up until 10 years old, I believed in every fucking thing.
Yeah, like
I believed
Tooth Fairy.
In the Tooth Fairy.
Easter Bunny.
I believed in the Easter Bunny. I believed in the leprechaun. My mom would do weird things on St. Patrick's Day. She'd like turn the milk green. Food dye and like stuff like that. And I'd be like, what the fuck? I believed it so
That's funny.
Intense.
The leprechaun one's funny, but I'm also thinking it's kind of funny. I believed in like other shit, but I was like, not leprechauns.
Right.
Don't believe in that. But I believe in a guy in a red suit with flying reindeer.
Right. But so this is actually, it wasn't Christmas time. But anyway, so my sister had just been born and I had just lost a tooth. Oh, another tooth telling story.
Tooth day.
This is my tooth.
You want the
what
tooth
is your tooth?
Nothing but the tooth.
but so I'm at my grandmother's though, and my mom and my sister's dad are at the hospital, maybe like coming back after my sister was born, and like they're coming back that day, but I had gone to sleep, and my tooth came out as I'm going to sleep, and I'm like, oh shit, like I gotta throw this under the big P on my head.
Oh my god.
And so I do that and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, now I'm gonna go to sleep and get that fucking check.
Get a fucking check from the Tooth Fairy.
And so
with your mom's name and address on the check.
So I go to sleep and I wake up and my tooth is still there and no money. And I like grab it and I like go out into the kitchen. I'm like so confused and so like stressed out and like anxious. I don't know what's going on.
About the Tooth Fairy.
Like, I guess it's because like I'm not at my house. I'm at my grandma's. So maybe she just like didn't know. Or maybe she left the money there.
Like, how the money's like at the house.
How do I get the tooth to her? Like, is she going to think I try to fuck with her? You know? Like, but anyway, so I like I'm sitting there and then my grandmother comes in and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I have this tooth. My tooth came out last night, and the Tooth Fairy didn't come. And like, I think I start to ask her, you know, and she's like, "Oh, honey, the Tooth Fairy's not real." And I like start to cry a little bit. I'm like, "What? Like, I don't understand." And she's like, "It's okay, it's okay. It's just like Santa and the Easter Bunny."
Like, just ruining it
she
all.
She listed it all, dude.
I mean, if you're going
And
to.
I lost my shit. Because I wasn't even asking about Santa,
dude. Like, I didn't even want to know.
I wasn't ready.
Dude,
that's so funny.
And I cried so hard. And then, like, my mom and my sister's dad come home, like, to my grandmother's at that, like, probably minutes after that. And they, like, take me outside, and I remember like leaning on the porch rail like over into the yard, just like tears, just watching my tears fall to the ground, just like and they're on either side of me like, it's okay, we're so sorry. And my mom's like, she really didn't mean to do that, I'm so sorry she did that, like,
but they're still not real.
Yeah. And all this stuff. And then like 2 years later, or no like 8 years later, my grandma like gives me some pictures of like when I was younger, and there's a fucking picture of that moment. She took a picture of it from inside the house of me crying on the porch and like them like consoling me. And it's like, you did this.
Yeah. That's like not, yeah, I guess that makes it not as a contemporary thing of like, you know, like when a kid gets his head stuck in like a railing instead of helping, they're always like, people always comment on that when you see a video or a picture. They're like, you took a picture of your kid while he was like freaking
dying
out instead of helping him. Like, of course they've been doing that forever.
Exactly.
I feel like that's kind of the point though too, with it's good to have the magic and remember those times.
Yeah.
But it's also a very good, like, and I don't, not to be like nihilistic or, you know, pessimist or anything, but it's also kind of like preparing you for life, where it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you can believe something for a very long time and turns out wasn't true.
Exactly.
You know, like somebody, you know, every day says they love you, and then one day they're like, well, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Speaking of memories, I was thinking that. All right, and we're back. Sorry about that little technical error.
Whoops.
Yeah. But before we wrapped up the show, I wanted to talk about like some of, like at least one and like great childhood memory from Christmas.
From Christmas? It doesn't have to be Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, technically, right?
Like, no, not technically. But if it's like, yeah.
The month of merriment?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Actually, I honestly couldn't think of anything until just now, but my favorite thing, I don't know if this is ever, I'm sure this is everywhere, obviously, but on Nantucket, it's really nice. When I was little, we would drive around, you know, at night.
Oh, yeah,
see all,
yeah,
like, the decorations. And there's that fucking crazy house on Friendship Lane that has, like, an insane, like, display in their yard. It's shitload of
oh,
lights.
Yeah.
It's huge.
We went there last night, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're doing it with
Juliet.
Juliet,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So, it's like, yeah, that's such a cool thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love that feeling, though, too. It's like those winter nights. It's, like, cold. You're, like, and you're when you're little, you're kind of like, I'm not, like, supposed to even be, like, out right,
right
now,
right.
kind of, you know? And it's, like, and then going down, like, Main Street and shit and seeing the trees. It's pretty magical.
That's why it was, like, always my favorite time of year, Christmas and New Year's, because it was, like, you never slept. It felt like you just got to be up
get
all
to
the time.
Binge watch, like,
everything.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, dude. I love that show. Yeah, for me, it's like kind of like a weird memory, but it's like, so my grandma, she had this boyfriend at the time. Like, she was never with my grandfather when I was a kid, but she had this boyfriend, Paul, and he was kind of like my grandfather, and he was the coolest, you know? And, but then they split up, but like, I would still hang out with him because I loved him so much. R.I.P. Paul. But, no, he was the greatest. And so, like, there's this one Christmas, I was probably like 6 or 7, just about there. And he actually had like a new family now too. Like, at least it was his new wife and her two sons.
Okay.
And it was like kind of a bummer at first, because like it was like my first Christmas away from home. Like, it was Christmas night and it was at Paul's house. I don't really know why. I think maybe my mom had to like work or something like that. So I was at his house, and it was all right, cause these two kids were about my age, and it was, you know, we were going to bed and then like we hear jingle bells and like loud stomping. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, obviously it's them, you know, doing this for us,
yeah,
but we're like kids and we think this is real time. And I remember too, like even now, like the memory of it, like I remember like feeling like magic, you know, like,
yeah.
It was like this weird
magic
feeling
in the air.
I was like, oh my God. And then we all ran out into the kitchen, running around the room, just like, we heard Santa, on the roof, and just like flipping out. And they're all sitting around the table, like drinking beers, chilling, acting like they don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, he definitely was. He was a huge drinker.
Shit.
It was actually sketchy because his brother would hang out later in life. His brother would hang out there. And his brother and Paul's wife, would put Valium in his beers. So he'd pass out and then they would get it on. Sketchy.
Like,
so that might have happened that night. I don't know. But anyway.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Shit.
But anyway, so we go to bed. They like make us go to bed and we wake up, and I only had like 2 presents under the tree. I was a little like scared, you know, I was very concerned about that. And they were like, you know, it's okay. When you go home, there's going to be more presents. He was just like, he left you these things for you. And I was like, okay, I guess. And we had to go to church. So he's like, all right, guys, like after we're done opening presents, he's like, go in there and make sure your asses are clean so we can go to church. And so very confused, like 6, 7 years old, very confused, not used to that language. And I don't think they were either at the time. So we go into their bedroom. And then the next thing I know, like we're like, I'm side by side with this dude's brother. And we're looking into like the kid in front of us. He spread his asshole and we're looking in there to make sure it's clean. We did exactly what he said. And then we went to church.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
That's the memory?
That's my Christmas, man.
Oh, my God.
Is that weird?
It's crazy.
I think it's weird.
I learned so much about you on this podcast, dude.
All right. Well, you know what? We just want to send y'all off on a song, you know? Christmas is my favorite time of the year.
even though the odds of humanity getting past the next 10 years is pretty bleak.
Yeah, but we believe with a little bit of magic and the Christmas spirit can warm any heart.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Let it be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Tell them, Blazer.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all be together, if the fates allow,
yeah!
Hang a shining star. A merry little Christmas now.
Here you go, buddy.
Dude.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, the greatest gift of all has been to be able to spend this Christmas with you. You know, and if you're someone out there that's
dude,
alone with no friends, no family, and you're spending Christmas with us, well, that's sad. What did you get me?
Nothing.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together.
It's Blue Poppin'!
Dude.
If the fates allow.
It's a Christmas miracle!
So hang the brightest star upon the bright highest.
Yeah, you got it, you got it.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thank you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Wherever you go, however you go, for energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.